The former president gets sued again. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. This time a civil lawsuit by the state of New York accusing Donald Trump and two executives of fraud.
Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization repeatedly and persistently manipulated the value of assets to induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on more favorable terms than would otherwise have been available to the company.
State Attorney General Letitia James says some of her findings also amount to violations of federal law and that she's sending the information to federal prosecutors and the IRS. She's asking the court to bar Trump family members and the Trump Organization from applying for loans or making real estate acquisitions in the state for 5 years. In a written statement, a Trump attorney calls the claims meritless and says absolutely no wrongdoing is taken place, also accusing James of a politically motivated agenda. President Biden slamming Russia's invasion of Ukraine as shameless and reckless, calling it naked aggression.
If nations can pursue their imperial ambitions without consequences, then we put at risk everything this very institution stands for. Everything.
In a UN address, saying the U.S. stands in solidarity with Ukraine, also calling out irresponsible nuclear threats, including remarks earlier today from Russia's president, who announced he's calling up reserve forces after recent setbacks in Ukraine. President Biden also making a renewed appeal on climate change.
Let this be the moment we find within ourselves the will to turn back the tide of climate devastation, and unlock a resilient, sustainable, clean energy economy to preserve our planet.
He says the U.S. will work with every nation, including competitors, to solve global problems, including climate change. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The CEO of LIV Golf, former golf champ Greg Norman, is meeting with lawmakers from both parties in Washington this week as he accuses the PGA of trying to stifle what he calls progress in reimagining the game. Norman says he thinks it's imperative to educate lawmakers on LIV's business model. Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn on Capitol Hill.
LIV Golf has made a controversial splash in the golf world. It's picked off players from the U.S. PGA Tour, luring them with historically huge paydays for winners at LIV tournaments. And where the money comes from to pay for the prize purse, critics say is scandalous. It's funded by Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund. But LIV has brought some of the greats to their tour, including Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and Bryson DeChambeau.
However, some golf greats have also criticized and shunned the LIV tour, including Tiger Woods. LIV recently joined a lawsuit by several golfers accusing the PGA Tour of anti-competitive practices. Citing an unforgiving climate, the owner of two Phoenix basketball teams, the NBA's Suns and WNBA's Mercury, says he's beginning the process of selling both. Robert Sarver just releasing a statement. He says after being suspended for a year and fined at $10 million, this following an independent investigation, faulted him for workplace misconduct, including racist and misogynistic behavior. An hour from now, an update's expected on the Fed's inflation-fighting efforts.
At the last Federal Reserve Symposium in Jackson Hole last month, the Federal Reserve Chairman warned Americans what to expect.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
So the last Fed chairman to make that kind of warning for Americans, Paul Volcker, in 1979 before aggressive rate hikes.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence. For now, stocks are higher. The Dow's up 109. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.